2. Focus on the interests behind the positions. Dialogue 1.
We received the last version of the contract you've sent us. It's still unacceptable because we want at least a 90-day grace period for payment. We can't do less than 90 days.
A payment plan of at least 60 days is mandatory. We can't really go for less. We wrote the contract for a 30-day payment plan. The most we can give you is to change the contract to reflect a 60-day grace period.
No, we need at least 90 days.
The most we can offer is 60.
Can you tell me why it is that you can't extend a longer payment grace period? What concerns do you have about a 90-day period?
Our concern is that the payment must clear in full before we can submit the production order to the factory. If we're going to be able to meet our promised delivery date, the most we can afford to wait for payment is 60 days. Otherwise, the delivery will be late.
I see. I think there might be a solution for us because we don't care so much about the product delivery date. Actually, the timing on the payment is more important to us than the timing on the delivery. We need 90 days to complete the payment because we need that much time to collect the balance from our distributors. If we change the stipulations on the delivery date in the contract, do you think you can give us a little more time for payment completion?
Yeah, actually, I think that would be doable. Dialogue 2.
Is that the lowest price that you can offer? It's too high. We can't accept $300 per unit. It's just too much.
The lowest price we can offer is $300 per unit. There's no room to negotiate anymore. $300 is the lowest we go.
Our budget won't allow more than $240 per unit. That's our final offer.
$300 is our final offer.
Can you tell me why you can't offer any lower on your price? I know you say there isn't any room to negotiate on the price, but what is the reason?
Well, considering our overhead, if we go lower than $300 on each unit, we won't make any profit. The cost of raw material has skyrocketed over the last year. So when you throw in our transportation and insurance costs, we can't afford anything less.
So if we don't require insurance on our order, could we get a lower base price?
Well, I suppose so.